Many not only make themselves wretched in this way, but they sacrifice health and happiness to a morbid imagination. There are things in their surroundings that are not agreeable, and their countenances wear a continual frown that, more plainly than words, expresses discontent. 431 These depressing emotions are a great injury to them health-wise, for by hindering the process of digestion, they interfere with nutrition. While grief and anxiety cannot remedy a single evil, they can do great harm, but cheerfulness and hope, while they brighten the pathway of others, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. 430.3 Mrs. White was cheerful in adversity. Note in 1867 Elder James White, who was in a critical condition following a paralytic stroke, was a patient at our home, in Vanceville, New York. The doctor in charge of the institution regarded religion as a depressing influence and encouraged his patients to participate in various amusements for the purpose of making them cheerful. Mrs. White was solicited by one of the attendants to make a subscription for a dance and invited to bury her sorrows by attending. The words above indicate the nature of her reply to the suggestion. Do you ever see me gloomy, desponding, complaining? I have a faith which forbids this. It is a misconception of the true ideal of Christian character and Christian service that leads to these conclusions. It is the want of genuine religion that produces gloom, despondency, and sadness. Earnest Christians seek to imitate Jesus, for to be Christians is to be Christ-like. It will be really essential to have correct conceptions of Christ's life, Christ's habits, that his principles may be reproduced in us who would be Christ-like. 431.1 A half service, loving the world, loving self, loving frivolous amusements, makes a timid, cowardly servant, he follows Christ a great way off. A hearty, willing service to Jesus produces a sunny religion. Those who follow Christ the most closely have not been gloomy. In Christ is light and peace and joy forevermore. We need more Christ and less worldliness, more Christ and less selfishness. 431.2 Walk, as children of light. It is not the will of God that we should be gloomy or impatient, nor that we should be light and trifling. It is Satan's studied plan to push persons from one extreme to the other. As children of the light, God would have us cultivate a cheerful, happy spirit, that we may show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 432.1 Winning the affection of children. Smile, parents, smile, teachers. If your heart is sad, let not your face reveal the fact. Let the sunshine from a loving, grateful heart light up the countenance. Unbend from your iron dignity, adapt yourselves to the children's needs, and make them love you. You must win their affection, if you would impress religious truth upon their heart. 432.2 Keep a pleasant countenance and melodious voice. Parents, be cheerful, not common and cheap, but be thankful and obedient and submissive to your Heavenly Father. You are not at liberty to act out your feelings, if things should arise that irritate. Winning love is to be like deep waters, ever flowing forth in the management of your children. They are the lambs of the flock of God. Bring your little ones to Christ. If parents would educate their children to be pleasant, they should never speak in a scolding manner to them. Educate yourself to carry a pleasant countenance, and bring all the sweetness and melody possible into your voice. The angels of God are ever near your little ones, and your harsh loud tones of fretfulness are not pleasant to their ears. 432.3 The mother should cultivate a cheerful, contented, happy disposition. Every effort in this direction will be abundantly repaid in both the physical well-being and 433 the moral character of her children. A cheerful spirit will promote the happiness of her family and in a very great degree improve her own health. 432.4 Lift the shadows and lighten the task. Look upon matters in a cheerful light, seeking to lift the shadows that, if cherished, will envelop the soul. Cultivate sympathy for others. Let cheerfulness, kindness, and love pervade the home. This will increase a love for religious exercises, and duties large and small will be performed with a light heart. 433.1 Cheerfulness without levity is Christian grace. We may have true Christian dignity and at the same time be cheerful and pleasant in our deportment. Cheerfulness without levity is one of the Christian graces. 433.2 Chapter 71, Speech. The voice is a talent. The voice is an entrusted talent, and it should be used to help and encourage and strengthen our fellow men. If parents will love God and keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, their language will not savor of sickly sentimentalism. It will be of a sound, pure, edifying character. Whether they are at home or abroad, their words will be well chosen. They will descend to no cheapness. 434.1 Every word has an influence. Every word spoken by fathers and mothers has its influence over the children, for good or for evil. If the parents speak passionately, if they show the spirit shown by the children of this world, God counts them as the children of this world, not as his sons and daughters. 434.2 A word spoken in due season may be as good seed in youthful minds and may result in leading little feet in the right path. But a wrong word may lead their feet in the path of ruin. 434.3 Angels hear the words that are spoken in the home. Therefore, never scold, but let the influence of your words be such that it will ascend to heaven as fragrant incense. 434.4 Parents should keep the atmosphere of the home pure and fragrant with kind words, with tender sympathy and love, but at the same time they are to be firm and unyielding in principle.